www.TheFanWorks.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. If you're new to the program, I used to be the host for the last couple of years of Motor News Weekly, and for 8 years before that for Motor Trend on a different network, but some changes happened at that network, and so I moved my program and myself over to this network, the GCN Radio Network, and have expanded on a show I've been doing for 20 years. I started an Auto World program more than 20 years ago. It's still the original one, airs live on Sunday evenings, Eastern Time, 5 to 8 p.m., 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And I've expanded on that with two editions of Auto World, one broadcast Saturday and another one Sunday mornings from 11 to 1 Eastern Time, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And we're going to do more of what we've been doing here for the last 20 years, and that's bringing you the latest and most up-to-date automotive coverage in all of the world. In this hour of the broadcast, we were scheduled to be joined by features editor from Edmunds.com, Mike McGrath, who just returned from the Geneva Motor Show. He was going to tell us all about all the cool stuff over at Geneva, but we're having a little bit of trouble connecting with Mike. Maybe he is very much jet lagged from what no doubt is an incredible journey going over to Geneva from the Los Angeles area and then back to Los Angeles in a matter of a couple of days. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, she is the car coach. She's written a number of books. She also is very active in being a media spokesperson. And you see her from time to time on some of the big TV shows. Lauren Fix will be joining us in hour number two of the program. Also in hour number two, a cool guy who we're getting to know from an entity called TheOldCarGuys.com. You first met this guy a number of weeks ago, and he's a fascinating gentleman. And as a matter of fact, he has got a television show that he is working on right now. So we'll get the update from him. And, of course, along the way, we're going to have fun. We're going to play a little bit of trivia, and we're going to test your automotive knowledge right here on the broadcast. But let me tell you a little bit about some of the happenings in Geneva. This, of course, is a big yearly event every March in Switzerland, and it's kind of neutral territory for the automakers. There are a couple of other shows which definitely have a regional kind of competition, let's put it that way. The Frankfurt Motor Show is the only international auto show that I personally have ever attended, and it's very much a German show, and it's very much kind of a show-off event for the German automakers. Of course, there are other major shows around the world, the Tokyo Auto Show, the Shanghai Auto Show, the Paris Auto Show, a number of other different emerging new auto shows in addition to the four big ones here in North America, that being the LA Auto Show, the Detroit Auto Show, the Chicago Auto Show, and the New York International Auto Show. These are basically the shows that the automakers use to stage a couple of press days before they open the doors to the regular public, and they give journalists like myself the opportunity to check out some of the latest both production vehicles as well as concept vehicles. At many of these events, there are not only world debuts of vehicles never seen before, and also in America here, in North American debuts, vehicles that first made their debut in Europe but now are being shown for the first time on the American shores. So they're very important events. They're very exhausting events, to be honest with you, because just like everything else, with the economy not being what it was was a number of years ago. A lot of the events have been consolidated into a period of time, which puts a lot of strain on the journalists. It can be quite often a 16, 18-hour day, press day at one of these major events. But one of the prevailing themes coming out of the 2013 Geneva Auto Show is supercars, which surprises lots of people. But believe it or not, we're going to see more supercars, and some supercars with a twist, some supercars that are actually using hybrid technology in combination with very powerful gasoline engines to reach some incredible performance heights. And we're going to talk about some of those vehicles in this hour of the broadcast. We're also going to tell you about some of the other cool regular, let's put it that way, vehicles that debuted at the Geneva Motor Show. And, of course, I'll remind you about one very important American debut, which made its first worldwide entrance, and that was the Chevrolet Corvette convertible. You might be wondering right now to yourself, why did Chevrolet decide to unveil the convertible variant of the seventh generation Corvette, the C7 Corvette, which was the star of the recently held North American International Auto Show in Detroit. This is the convertible variant, all new vehicle from the ground up. It only shares a couple of very minute pieces with the sixth generation Corvette. I believe it's the door latch on the glove compartment and the latch on the removable hardtop panel on the coupe variant. Every other part on this vehicle is 100% new, and that's a departure from what we saw with the C6 generation Corvette, which took a lot of the DNA of the fifth generation Corvette and carried it on. So you can almost say this is the first time we've seen an all new Corvette since 1997. Why did General Motors choose Geneva to drop the top and show the world the Chevrolet Corvette convertible for 2014? Well, the answer is, General Motors has sights on selling the Corvette not only here in North America, but also selling it around the world. And they wanted to make a statement to the world that this vehicle is certainly a world-class vehicle. It is also a vehicle that can compete with vehicles costing two or three times its price tag and can run with the big dogs over in Europe, some of the high-end luxury cars. I know performance-wise, this vehicle is going to, in base form, have 450 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, hooked to either a seven-speed manual transmission with a very interesting technology called rev matching, or a six-speed automatic. It will scoot to 0 to 60 in the low fours or high threes in base form. And of course, down the road, we're going to see further high performance variants of the Corvette. We'll see the next generation Z06 unveiled somewhere down the road, maybe in another year or so, but they're already saying that unlike the sixth generation Z06, the seventh generation Z06 is going to pack about 100 more horsepower, so we're talking more than 600 horsepower. And the ZR1 Corvette, the most expensive General Motors product to date ever sold, which has a base sticker price of about $100,000 and a very limited options list, but nevertheless, most people who have $100,000 to purchase a vehicle generally get these options, so that takes the price tag up to about $120,000 for the ZR1 Corvette, but you do get the most powerful V8 engine ever produced in the more than 100-year history of the General Motors company, putting out 631 horsepower. Rumors have it that the seventh generation incarnation of the ZR1 is going to put out in excess of 700 horsepower. And this really doesn't surprise me, because as I tell you about some of these incredible supercar debuts over in Geneva, that 700 horsepower these days isn't what it used to be. Believe it or not, Ferrari showed off a vehicle putting out 900 plus horsepower, and that's just the beginning. More straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back live all across North America. Thanks so much for joining us. We've just solved the riddle here. We have been having some phone difficulties, which we are about to remedy at the Master Control Facility in Minnesota. And we're going to have our very special guest, Mike McGrath, with us momentarily, hopefully. Let's put it that way. But meanwhile, let's have some continued fun here on the broadcast, and let me throw out a trivia question, because we love
to play trivia here on the show. Hopefully this telephone line is going to the proper studio, 855-660-4261. And the trivia question I have for you is a relatively easy one. Let me throw this one out. When did the much maligned Mustang 2 hit the marketplace here in North America? The Mustang 2, it wasn't around for that many years. What year was the first year of production for the Mustang 2? And I should give you a hint, but I'll hold it at that for the moment. The Mustang 2, it was the downsized version of the Ford Mustang. The Mustang had grown quite large by the time the early 70s had rolled around, and with the emerging gas crisis of the time, they decided to downsize it, and they decided to use some of the mechanicals of the then subcompact Ford Pinto. So this Mustang rolled out to mixed reviews. I actually owned one of these at one point, but it was equipped with the 302 V8, and it certainly was not what you would consider a performance vehicle for today, but nevertheless, for its time, it wasn't that bad. This vehicle has gotten a lot of bad reviews over the years, and in 2020 hindsight, you have to look at the times in which it was introduced. When was the Mustang 2 introduced? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, you can reach out to me. It's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B, at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com, and you can certainly email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at that email address, bob@boblongradio.com. And if by any chance somebody has a suggestion for a guest that you'd like to hear on the broadcast, we certainly would love to hear from you via the email on that, or if you have questions about anything to do with the show, about a guest that's been on. Quite often I get follow-up questions from listeners who want to know some specifics or some contact information about a certain product or a certain model that we've been talking about, a new vehicle or older vehicle on the show. So don't be a stranger. You can email me up, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, the Ferrari Enzo was the halo car for the Ferrari brand early in the first few years of the 2000s. I had the opportunity to drive the Ferrari Enzo very briefly during my 10 years at Motor Trend. We did a high-speed test, and we gathered up at the time. This was 2004. We gathered up at the time three of the greatest supercars of that particular era, and it was the Ferrari Enzo, and we couldn't get one from the factory. We actually had to borrow one from an owner, a very interesting gentleman from Florida, who made a fortune in doing flea markets, believe it or not. He was a guy that owned a lot of drive-in movie theaters and converted them into flea markets, and this guy went on to make multiple millions of dollars and indulged his automotive passion with the purchase of a Ferrari Enzo. So we borrowed the Ferrari Enzo. The people at Porsche, the late great Bob Carlson, the former public relations director of Porsche, was there with the Porsche supercar, the mid-engine V10 Porsche Carrera GT, and what a wild ride that vehicle is. And then the third vehicle on the supercar test that we did back in 2004 at Motor Trend was the Ford Halo car, the Ford GT supercar, which was produced in celebration for the 100th birthday of the Ford Motor Company. They only made this vehicle for a few years, 2004, 2005, 2006. It was equipped with a 5.4-liter mid-engine supercharged V8 that pumped out about 550 horsepower, which was a lot for back then. a timeless design, kind of reminiscent of the Ford GT40 vehicle, the racing machine which swept Le Mans back in the late 60s. So those were the three vehicles that we pitted against each other. And the Ferrari had over 600 horsepower, the Porsche had over 600 horsepower, and the Ford had 550. Now, fast forward to almost 10 years later, 2013, Ferrari is following up that amazing Enzo with a brand new vehicle called La Ferrari, which I think is a very unusual and almost strange name for this halo car for the Ferrari brand. The Ferrari La Ferrari, it's Ferrari's first hybrid road car. It's also the quickest ever supercar made from the folks in Maranello. This is a melding of a couple of different great technologies. You've got, of course, extensive use of carbon fiber. It is a looker, to say the least. They put under the hood, so to speak, the mid-engine position is going to house a 6.3-liter V12 internal combustion engine putting out 789 horsepower, and they've paired that up with a 161 horsepower, 120 kilowatt electric motor, believe it or not, coupled to the wheels as well. And then you connect those two pieces together with Ferrari's superb F1 dual-clutch gearbox, and Ferrari is claiming sub-3-second 0 to 62 times and sub-7-second 0 to 124 miles an hour. No word on top speed, but the vehicle is reportedly 5 seconds quicker around its home racetrack than the Enzo Ferrari, the legendary Enzo Ferrari, and more than 3 seconds quicker than Ferrari's current front-engine flagship, the F12 Berlinetta. If you follow Formula One racing, this is a system that is actually derived out of Formula One that they're using. You know, normally you think of hybrid technology, you think of gas-saving vehicles that can go a long way without having to be filled up at the pump, but this shows you that you can also use hybrid technology for performance, and that's what they're doing in racing, in Formula One in particular, by using some of the hybrid technology that is used on normal vehicles like, let's say, the Toyota Prius or the Ford Fusion Hybrid. Regenerative braking that basically captures that energy when you step on the brakes, but basically this battery pack is mounted on the floor of this supercar, the La Ferrari, and it works in tandem with that big V12. That's just the first of a few supercars we're going to tell you about straight ahead right here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a caller in Austin, Texas on the line, Tom, but we've lost him on his cell phone. So, Tom, if you're still listening to us, you can call us back at 855-660-4261, and we'd be glad to help you out. But right now, the man is here himself. He is the features editor for Edmunds.com, Mike McGrath. Welcome to Auto World. Thank you so much for your time. How you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's one auto show I have never been to and have always wanted to. You have just returned from Geneva, and from what I've been reading at Edmunds.com and elsewhere, what a spectacular show. You must have had a ball.
Absolutely. The Geneva show is easily the crowning jewel of the auto show circuit. There's not a lot of big consumer car reveals. They're not going to release the new, say, Camry there. Mm-hmm. But this is the show where the million-dollar cars drop. This is the show where the cars that you have posters on your wall are dropped. P1, the new McLaren, the LaFerrari, even Chevy came out with their Corvette convertible Stingray there this year, which was great.
Absolutely, and that surprised a lot of people, but again, it shows you that GM is really proud of this Corvette, and they also want to show the world that it intends to sell it globally.
It did, and they're intending this car, the C7 Stingray, and they've said this since day one. They want this to be a world-beating car. traditionally, Corvettes have sort of, you know, they have been great to drive. There are few cars that can touch the current generation Z06. And man, that supercharged ZR1 is just a monster. But they've always sort of had their limitations for cost and for quality. But this one, they've said, you know, look out, world. This is the Corvette. You should be scared.
I am an arrested adolescent, so I will attest to that. I love supercars. I absolutely adore them. And as you said, we saw just a plethora introduced in Geneva. Let's begin by talking about one of the ones that you touched on, McLaren's P1, which is in theory the successor to the legendary McLaren F1. Mike, tell us all about this incredible offering.
Great. And the McLaren F1 was just a revelation. It seemed to come out of nowhere. And it did so with relatively, and I don't want to say basic because that undercuts it, but it sort of was just a car. It had a normally aspirated conventional V12. The chassis was all carbon fiber, which was huge at the time, but it was kind of just a car. The P1 is not just a car in any way, shape, or form. And it's the entire thing, like the F1, is carbon fiber. But it dispenses with that naturally aspirated motor and goes with a 3.8-liter V8 with two huge turbos. And it's got a battery pack with a hybrid motor that slots right in between the engine and transmission. It's sort of fills in that gap left by big turbos. You'll of course remember some of the older turbocharged cars where you get into them and you get a thing and then you get this big boost spike.
Yeah.
You'd see that on this motor, except they filled in that gap with the hybrid powertrain, which is a really interesting way to do it that Ferrari did not do with their LaFerrari.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Power-wise, this P1 is enormous, 903 horsepower, 664 pound-feet of torque, and you've got a great article with some wonderful pictures. All the attention to aerodynamics on this vehicle, Mike, before we move on to Ferrari. Tell our listeners about all the work that the McLaren folks did in the aero area.
Yeah, and you have to remember that McLaren doesn't just build road cars. Ferrari sort of builds road cars, and they have a racing team. McLaren is a racing team that just decided to build some road cars. So this car is designed by race car engineers to go racing, essentially. I was chatting with their lead design engineer, and his thing was that cars today need to be transformers. So this car will drive on the street. It has enough ground clearance, it has enough ride compliance that you can take it to the Nürburgring. You get there and you push a button, the car drops by a few millimeters. The active aero, it has an active spoiler that can change up to 29 degrees, active ride height, the suspension stiffens, and then you can go lap the Nürburgring in under 7 minutes if you've got the skill. There's a lot of efficiency in packaging this car, too, and you really need to see it in person, and I hope they take it around the U.S. Auto Show circuit. There's just so many little details where you can sort of see the curvature of the car and just see that it was inspired by airflow. It wasn't done by design. It was just done because that's the shape that the car needed to be to get around the track fast.
It certainly is an amazing piece of automotive art. Let's move over to the Ferrari with a rather unusual name. I would not have chosen La Ferrari for the name of this vehicle, but this is the successor to the amazing Enzo, and as you point out, also combines a V12 internal combustion engine with a pair of electric motors. Tell us about the propulsion system in this vehicle, Mike.
And back to just the name for a second. We can't gloss over that one too quickly. People hated the Enzo when that name came out. That was the worst name Ferrari could have ever picked. So I figure once people actually see this car on the road, we'll stop complaining about the name and just wonder how they got the thing to go around a racetrack so darn quick. And you know, part of that is that they've taken a V12, a 6.3 liter, which, I'm sorry, it's a 6.2. And normally a 789 horsepower V12 is good enough, and Ferrari isn't going to give you good enough when you spend $1.3 million. They're going to give you way, way more than you'd ever expect. So they added in the battery packs and the electric motors, and this thing does 951, I believe. Is it 9? Yeah, 950. And torque is at 664. As you said before, the transmission's a 7-speed dual clutch like you'll find in every other Ferrari. They're not no one's doing manual transmissions anymore. It's just a technological wonder that we all hope works quite a bit.
That is going to be an amazing vehicle. I understand they're going to make more than they did with the Enzo, about 500 or so. So for those folks fortunate enough to have that kind of money, this is going to be an incredible ride.
Ferrari claims they've all been sold, which doesn't surprise me in the least with Ferrari. The McLaren P1 that we just talked about, that's a limited edition too. You'll remember the F1 back in the 95 limited to about 77 units. This one they're doing a whopping 375. So rarer than LaFerrari, but far, far more than the F1.
And speaking of other performance vehicles, supercar Bugatti, not to be undone, has unveiled another limited edition variant of the Bugatti Veyron. And Porsche also came through in Geneva with a look at their 911 GT3, which is the non-turbo high-performance 911. And I understand this is the most powerful and quickest 911 GT3 to date.
It is, and the big news, apart from the fact that they've managed 475 horsepower out of a naturally aspirated 3.8 liter flat six motor, is that this is the GT3 that will not come with a manual transmission. GT3 has always been the driver's car. It's been the hardcore version of the 911 for guys who want to get out there and just tear up Mulholland or Tail of the Dragon or hit VIR on the weekends. This has been the boy racer's race car, and for the first time, there's no manual transmission.
Wow.
We've got a 7-speed PDK, which we have a Porsche 911 Cabrio in our long-term test fleet with this transmission.
Hold that thought, Mike. We'll come back on the other side and hear lots more. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're having all kinds of fun with Edmunds.com features editor Mike McGrath, who has just returned from the Geneva Motor Show, and he's telling us all about the incredible vehicles debuting there. Supercars are everywhere in Geneva, and you can check out the story at Edmunds.com, and he's already told us about the P1 and the LaFerrari and the Corvette. And before the break there, we were talking about the 911 GT3, which is the first GT3 with a manual, not a manual transmission, but the PDK transmission. And Mike, you were saying that you have a 911 Cabriolet in the long-term Edmunds fleet. And we used to call, when I was at Motor Trend, the PDK, you guys probably have your own nickname for it, but we used to call it pretty damn quick.
That's accurate. It's only gotten quicker. It, with each iteration, this thing just gets better and better, faster and smoother. The option for the PDK on our car was quite a bit of money, which, considering how good Porsche does manual transmissions, it seems like kind of a difficult choice. But once you drive that thing, it's so competent in daily driving. And then when you get it out onto either a quick road or a race course, it does everything you want it to before you actually want it to. It just knows what it's doing. This is one of the areas where Porsche's history with racing cars and endurance racing really shows itself to real-world applications.
Absolutely. So that's going to be an incredible offering for Porsche files. For folks who love British vehicles or British nameplates that are owned by German companies now these days, Rolls-Royce has unveiled an incredible coupe, a very good-looking vehicle, and you've got a great story up on this coupe. Tell us all about it, Mike.
The Wraith. How about that?
That is a name, too.
Yeah, we've known this was coming for quite a while. It could too easily be brushed off, sort of as a two-door version of the Ghost. Wraith is pretty much a ghost, if you will. But to sort of lure people out of their ghost and into the Wraith, they have upped the horsepower on this 6.6 liter twin turbo V12 to a Rolls-Royce record 624 horsepower.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's massively powerful, but it's also massive. Anyone who thinks that this is a coupe and not a Rolls-Royce is mistaken. It's 17 feet long and weighs 5,200 pounds. Visually, it's remarkably stunning. It's imposing, and yet it's sort of sleek. It's got that sort of 30s grand touring car vibe about it, and it's going to be expensive. Figure in the neighborhood to start over $300,000, and it'll compete for the driveways of Orange County's finest.
Very good. Speaking of British nameplates, Bentley unveiled their most powerful four-door ever. This is the Bentley Flying Spur, so the horsepower is flying everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know when everyone decided to jump on the bandwagon of let's make all of the horsepower in the world. I thought we were kind of going green, but we're apparently going for horsepower, and I'm far happier this way.
Me too.
Yeah, the Flying Spur actually just has the same motor that Bentley has used before, but now they've put it in their newly redesigned sedan, which is essentially we just talked about the two-door version of the Rolls-Royce Ghost. Now we're talking about the four-door version of the Continental. Bentley has taken Continental out of it, and they're going with Flying Spur, and it's 616 horsepower, and again, you would be hard-pressed in person to know that this is not a much bigger car and a different car than the Continental. Previously, the Flying Spur has sort of been the Continental face and a stretched-out body. But you see this one in person, and it's visually impactful, and it seems to stand out a lot more than the old one.
Let's talk about another incredible supercar, this time from Lamborghini. They already have the Aventador, which is just a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. But for those who want a little bit more, I understand Lamborghini is going to offer this very limited production vehicle. I believe they're making less than five. Tell us all about this amazing supercar, Mike.
Yeah, they are making three of them, and if you haven't ordered it already, you are not getting one. they are somehow sold out of this limited run of three, not including this gray production, this gray auto show example. And it is it makes that McLaren P1 and the Ferrari LaFerrari seem reasonable, not just in terms of their design, but in terms of price. The this three-off Lamborghini runs $4 million.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's a little more than an Aventador, which is no slouch already, but they've boosted the horsepower to 740, tacked on a bunch of racing-inspired aerodynamics, including this just crazy dorsal fin. I've never seen anything like this other than in a prototype racing car. And they've found three people who thought that spending $4 million on this was a great idea.
We need to get to know these people. Who are these people? That is the question.
I have heard through the grapevine that one of them is two of them are headed to the U.S. So one of them is headed to Miami, and I very much would like to meet this individual and talk to him for an extended period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. You can put me in line right behind you.
That'd be a great segment.
It certainly would. It seems like, from what I've been told by folks who go to Geneva every year, that not only, like you say, this is the show where all the real goodies come out for all the arrested adolescents like myself, but It's so busy that there are multiple press conferences happening at the same time. It must be difficult for you guys at Inbins.com to cover this. You must have to have a whole team.
Yeah, we bring our whole team to the entire auto show circuit. I think for Geneva, since it's just a little bit further away from our home base, we only brought about 10 folks out. And you're right, though, it's a busy conference. There are, if one press conference goes too late, then they start to pile up. But you've essentially got a show conference every 15 minutes for an entire day from 8 until 5. You're either you're sprinting from reveal to reveal and trying to soak in as much of it as humanly possible, and that's where the day two of Geneva really pays off, is that day two is a much calmer day. The reveals are done. Everything is out of its protective covering, and it's just an exceptional show to walk around. It really is. I know Geneva's far away, and I know it's a fortune to get there, and it's even more expensive to stay there. But this is a show where you have the McLaren P1 next to a McLaren F1 prototype. And just down the way, almost in the shadows, there's two Gumpert Apollos sitting next to two Pagani Huayras. And across from that are two Veyrons. There's 10 million cars in spitting distance. You throw a rock in there and you're going to hit a $1 million car. It's just fantastic.
It certainly is a feast for the eyes.
I recommend not throwing that rock, though.
Folks can log on to Inbins.com and look at all the great photos and stories on all the individual unveils, and read Mike's article about the incredible P1 as well as the new offering from Rolls-Royce. There were some vehicles here for average folks. Let's put it that way. Volkswagen took the wraps off their 2015 GTI. BMW also took a look, gave us a look at the 3 Series Gran Turismo, which is the hatchbacky BMW thingy that they tried on the 5 Series. Any thoughts on some of the more regular vehicles at Geneva?
Yeah, the GTI is almost exactly what we expected. It's a little nicer. It's a little more powerful. It's a little tidier. The Golf and the GTI, by extension, have never reinvented themselves like the 911. They just slowly morph, and this one, like the current one, seems fairly impressive. I mean, it's got 220 or 230 horsepower, depending on what option you have. It'll have the great DSG transmission, and it's still available with a 6-speed manual, which is kind of a surprise these days.
Hang with us, Mike. Yeah. Don't go away. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.